Hey there, Tailgate Nation. This is the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode. You know, the summer's underway, and we're taking a few weeks off so that we can get ready for this summer's brand new content and into the fall football season. With that said, we're going to bring you some of the best of episodes of Tailgate Radio from the past year, and none has been listened to more or downloaded more than our two-part interview with WWE Hall of Fame announcer Jim Ross, who's also a huge University of Oklahoma super fan, and also a barbecue sauce entrepreneur. So he's got some great stories. He travels with the Oklahoma Sooners every week, home and away, and he has just got some great insight on football, on barbecue sauce, and we throw in a little bit of pro wrestling just because that's what he's done for the last 40 years. So enjoy this week's episode, part one, with Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Fame announcer.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, Johnny Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the bedroom on lights, and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we're gonna get some. We got ribs and things, chicken and baked beans, plates of styrofoam. We came to get it on. Daylight and dark, whenever we all park, just get some. Does everybody want some?
Welcome back, Tailgate Nation. I'm the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading this episode of Tailgate Radio. And this week's show is stacked. We've got WWE Hall of Fame announcer Jim Ross in the house. And we're so looking forward to the interview with him. And we hope that you enjoy the time that we got to spend with Jim Ross talking about all things in his life these days. You know, he is going in different directions. He's an entrepreneur in the condiment world with his barbecue sauces and mustards and beef jerky. He's also delving into a bucket list item of his. He's going to be calling Battleground MMA this Friday night, October the 3rd, on pay-per-view. His first time ever calling a mixed martial arts event. And he is excited to talk to you about that as well. We've got a whole lot more we're going to talk with Jim Ross. We've also got a new segment on the show. It's Inside Tailgating with the publisher of Inside Tailgating magazine, Mr. Stacy Moore. And he's going to be talking to us about what's going on not only in the magazine, but how you can get involved in his tailgating community. We've got that along with our regular segments, the Funaki Top 5, Who's the Best in the NFL, where you're going to hear it from Sho Funaki himself. We've got that and a whole lot more. And we're going to come back to get things rolling right after this.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
You ever wanted to be a grill master? Hi, everybody. This is the Grill Sergeant John Largent with Tailgate Training Camp. And if you've ever wanted to have that experience that you need to become the master of your grill, you need to be watching the Outdoor Cooking Channel. The Outdoor Cooking Channel features some of the best barbecue pit masters in the country today with great how-to tips, demonstrations, and full episodes where they're cooking some of their favorite dishes. So head over to the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Right now, you can find it at outdoorcookingchannel.com. or on Roku at the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Do it today. Tell them the Grill Sergeant sent you. TheOutdoorCookingChannel.com. And welcome back to Tailgate Radio. We've got a great new segment that we're going to be bringing you each week. It's called Inside Tailgating Weekly, and it's from the folks over at Inside Tailgating Magazine. And to bring this segment to us, we've got the man himself, the publisher, Stacy Moore, a.k.a. Lil Big. Welcome to Tailgate Radio.
What's happening, John?
Now, you guys are right in the thick of it right now with everything going on and tailgating in full swing. Tell us about it.
It's crazy over here in the middle of football season, 5 weeks in the NFL, 6 weeks into college. Been a lot of good tailgating out there and plenty more to go.
Now, when did you guys start publishing Inside Tailgating Magazine?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we formally started doing our magazine on a quarterly basis last year. So we've done about 6 official issues under that format. We just came out with our fall issue with the Green Bay Packers on the cover. And we're excited for that. That's the our magazine is the linchpin for our community.
Now, you make your living in and around the sport of tailgating.
There are a lot of worse ways to make money, that's for sure. It's awesome. It's awesome. Every day we're getting emails from large companies, small companies, all the different new products that are coming out, cool recipes, cool fans from across the way sending us pictures from their tailgating, telling us about it. It's a lot of fun, and we try to put that together in a organized and entertaining way that's both visually appealing and something that people want to read about. And our mission is to try and organize the largest tailgating group out there in the country. And, you know, everyone out there has a passion for what they do there on the local level, and everyone wants to learn more, do more, buy more stuff. And so we're building a vibrant community of businesses, tailgating groups, and tailgaters that all want to interact together and tailgate better.
Now, Stacy, what can people find in the current issue of Inside Tailgating Magazine and on your website at InsideTailgating.com?
Right, yeah, the magazine is just coming out. Our feature story is on the Green Bay Packers and the tailgating scene there, which is obviously one of the greatest places to tailgate and should be definitely in the top five of everyone's tailgating bucket list, if not number one. In the early days of the Packers, when the team would actually travel by train, they would throw a tailgate party at the train depot before the team left, and then again when the team came back. So the Green Bay Packers tailgating history dates well back to the early days and formation of the Packers. And when you go there are so many different large organized and unorganized tailgating parties. It's just a great place to be. I mean, you've got obviously the history of all the players and the championships and the fact that you know, Green Bay is known as Title Town and has a trademark for Title Town. And we make the argument here in our magazine that Title Town is also Tailgate Town. You know, their average organized party, whether it's at Barstar Plaza or Brett Favre's restaurant, or, you know, even right there at the stadium, you know, the Packers have built their own Tundra tailgate zone right there. That's an indoor-outdoor tailgating area. All those parties average over 1,000 people a game. It's just, I mean, it's an amazing place. Even if you're there during, you know, during training camp, which is when I was up there most recently to do the article, it's just really cool, and you just feel, it just feels special. And, you know, there's no accurate way to describe it without just living it and experiencing it.
So let's shift gears a second. You mentioned earlier that you get inquiries and calls all the time from companies that have great products, new inventions. What are some cool gadgets that are out right now that that you guys may have covered and think that our audience would be excited to hear about?
Yeah, there's a couple that come to mind of some small early stage startups out there that a lot of people may not know about. But one is the Tailgate TV stand that is manufactured here in the U.S., and it can swivel 360 degrees. So it fits on your hitch, but you can swivel it around to get, you know, whatever the best angle you need to set up your tailgating area and watch the game on TV before you go into the game. Yeah, another early one right now is called the Tailgating Kit. Those guys are packaging up everything, all the basic essentials that you need in a box and mailing it to you, so now you don't even need to go to the store. You just order the tailgating kit, comes in a box, throw it in your car, and head out of the parking lot if you want.
Well, I'm here with Stacy Moore, the publisher of Inside Tailgating. And before we go, Stacy, how can folks learn more about Inside Tailgating and become a part of the Inside Tailgating community?
Head over to InsideTailgating.com. You can join our community for free and get the digital edition of Inside Tailgating magazine for free. Feel free to drop us a line, interact with us on social media at Tailgate with Us on Twitter and Inside Tailgating on Facebook.
Well, Stacy, I want to thank you for coming in to Tailgate Radio this week, and we look forward to the Inside Tailgating report every week from you, my friend. Thank you for coming in, and we look forward to having you back here next week. And we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. All right, Tailgate Nation, I want to talk to you right now about the Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna. It is a revolution in entertainment. Now, let me tell you what I mean. From the stadium to the shore to the great outdoors, the Tailgater gives you access to HD dish programming, including all those college games and NFL games you want to watch when you're out in the parking lot. And it'll do it no matter where you want to watch it. Now, listen to this. It has a fast and simple plug-in and push-button setup. Nothing is more convenient than that, especially when you're getting everything else set up out in the parking lot for game day. It has full HD and SD dish programming. It automatically acquires that satellite signal, and it's lightweight and portable. It weighs under 10 pounds. It has a durable and weather-resistant casing, so whether you're tailgating in the deserts of Arizona or up in the Northeast where there's tons of snow falling down later in the year, you're covered. And listen to this, folks. It's a pay-as-you-go or add to your existing dish account with no startup or cancellation fees. Let me repeat that. It's a pay-as-you-go or you can add to your existing dish account with no startup or no cancellation fees. Now, here's some really cool stuff, too. The Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna was the winner of an International Consumer Electronics Show Innovations Award for Design. It was created by King in collaboration with Dish, and it's the lowest-cost antenna of its type on the market. Now, here's some really cool news. It has awesome customer satisfaction, with over 90% of the owners saying they would recommend it to a friend. So never miss another game and tailgate like a pro. Visit KingControls.com to find a retailer near you or go to GetYourTailgater.com and order it online. That's KingControls.com or GetYourTailgater.com.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio. The Grill Sergeant John Largent here. And you know, my next guest, if there was a, everybody talks about Mount Rushmores of different sports and different activities. If I had a Mount Rushmore of broadcasting, it would be Howard Cosell, Pat Summerall, Keith Jackson, and my next guest. He is a Hall of Fame announcer. He's a host of the Ross Report, which is consistently a top five podcast in the world that you can find right here on iTunes. He is a guest writer for multiple global media groups like USA Today and Fox Sports. He is a cookbook author. He's a t-shirt mogul, soon to be an MMA announcer with Battleground MMA coming up on Friday, October 3rd. This is one of the longest introductions I've ever had, but it's for an icon and a legend. And welcome to Tailgate Radio, good old JR Jim Ross.
Hey, Sean. Good. I appreciate you having me with you. Well, I think you just gave a long introduction for an old guy who's been around a long time. So there's a lot of miles on this tread.
If anything, it sounds like you're busier than ever.
Yeah, I have been very fortunate, to be honest with you. My health has been good, which is always the pivotal thing. And I've got a lot of opportunities that have come my way. So I've been blessed with a lot of chances to do some things that are fun and I like to do. So, and it's my favorite time of the year because it's football season. And I'm an avid Oklahoma University football fan. I live in Norman. I live 3 miles from the stadium. So you can walk out my front door on your way to the stadium on game day and smell all the aromas if the wind is blowing out of the east a little bit. It'll come right into my neighborhood. So I really enjoy living in a college town, and I enjoy being busy. I don't have any retirement plans. So I'm enjoying life and doing things that are fun and that I like to be associated with.
Well, walk us through a game day in Norman for you. What is that? Because I know, you know, on ABC, we always see the black hat on the sideline. So we know you're on the field or on the sidelines after kickoff. But what does your game day regimen look like?
Well, you know, a lot of it depends on what time the kickoff is. You know, we end up, for whatever reason, whatever reason is television. Sometimes we end up with our fair share of 11 a.m. Central Time games, which would be noon Eastern. That really kind of cuts into my tailgating and me visiting my buddies that have established tailgates around the stadium, because it's just the time of the day, you know, the time you you get up and get around, it's a little bit challenging. But if it's a night game, like a 6 o'clock central start, you know, I'll leave the house about 3 or 4 hours ahead of game time, which my wife thinks is insanity. But I go down and park at my spot, and then I walk around to the various tailgates. I have, you know, a lot of friends that tailgate in the same place. It's like homesteading, you know. It's like you're on a little journey back in Native American territory here in Oklahoma, and you know where this person's got really good chicken, and this person's got really good ribs, and this guy's always got a couple of kegs of cold beer, and you know, I just kind of make my rounds. And ironically, I do that on the road too. That black hat, which I generally just wear for games and you know, wrestling-oriented appearances these days, I'll wear it on the road with the OU football team, and we get to the stadium about 2 or 2.5 hours before game time with the team, and I go tailgate with the visitors, with the home team. They're visitors to us. I'm the visitor. They're the home team. But whether it be in Morgantown or Lubbock or Lawrence or Manhattan, wherever it may be, I will hit their tailgates as well, and it never fails to get, you know, never fails for me not to get invited in and have a piece of chicken. Are you hungry, or are you thirsty, or what can we get you? Man, I've watched you on TV, all this good stuff. It's just a fun thing. So the whole atmosphere to me, I have no doubts in my mind that I could easily do a television show, a reality show, very simply, by just going to tailgates, whether it be in Oklahoma or on the road, because you find things that are unique in all of them. And you do find that there's competition among tailgaters, and whether it be the size of their smoker, or the look of their, you know, the look of their tent, whatever it may be, it's, or whatever their surroundings are, there's a competitive nature even amongst friends at tailgates that I've found. So and then you always, you know, get those that pride themselves in that one special dish. I remember one year at, in Morgantown, as a matter of fact, the two things that I recall most vividly at the tailgate that I went with was walking around with another OU fan who was traveling with us. We had some amazing venison chili, which was really, really tasty and was a staple at all the games, venison chili. And I had some apple cobbler moonshine.
Mm.
And so those two things together was a very interesting combination, to say the least. But it was just a regional thing, you know. There was a lot of hunting in West Virginia. A lot of the moonshine business has been big there since, you know, for forever and a day. Somebody had asked me if I wanted to try some of their moonshine. I first said no, and they said, well, I think you'll like it. This batch is apple cobbler moonshine. So my curiosity got the better of me, and I gave it a shot, and it was much, much better than I ever anticipated. It far exceeded my expectations. You just have to be careful to not, it's not something that you drank in a hurry, and it's not something that you drank a lot of. That is, if you want to remain sane and upright. So, but it was a good trip. So all those trips that I've gone to have something that reminds you of that place, you know, that their food or whatever. So I've always got these great memories of and I still do, of tailgating. I always go to, when we're on the road, I'll have somebody with me just hanging out because we're there so early. We'll always take a pass through the tailgate area, and it never fails to be a fun experience.
I'm here with Hall of Fame announcer Jim Ross. And, Jim, I know for a fact that you've got one of the best-selling condiment business out there. Tell us a little bit about JR's brand and all the different types of rubs, spices, and beef jerky and all the different things you have right now?
Well, when I was a kid, I was an only child. We had a 160-acre farm, and Mom and Dad both worked out of the house. Left me there when I was probably 18 years old by myself with chores to do. And my dad built a smoker, and we smoked a lot of meats because we lived in a four-room concrete block house that didn't have any air conditioning. And it had been a milk barn at one time, a dairy barn. So Dad partitioned it off, and we had a kitchen, a living room, and two bedrooms. And until I was in the fourth grade, we had an outdoor, we had an outhouse. So we had, it wasn't real fancy to say the least, my growing up. It was home, and that's all I knew, so it was fine with me. But the house in the summertime, you know, Dad would cook outside. Then we'd bring out something and put in a pot that we could put in the smoker to warm it up, like, you know, some vegetable. Our mom would cook. My point is, Mom would cook minimally in the house in the summertime if she didn't have to, because it heated up the house. We didn't have air conditioning, and so I could smell her homemade barbecue sauce. You know, outside and coming through the screen door of the kitchen. So that was kind of the memory I was trying to recreate when we came up with our barbecue sauces and all of our condiments. So it was kind of an homage to my late mother. So we got together, my wife, good cook, and she kept making batch after batch. And we were going on the smell and color and texture, and we finally got it down, and we have a company now in Oklahoma City that's been a privately owned company that's been making sauces and all sorts of things for grocery stores for over half a century, family owned, and we like dealing with them, so we make two barbecue sauces, the original, JR's original, the hot version of that. And we also make Chipotle ketchup. I just got tired of eating red. I like ketchup. I'm a ketchup guy. I'm a condiment guy, to be honest with you. So I wanted something different in ketchup. So we make a Chipotle ketchup, which is sweet and smoky, a lot of flavor. It's actually, I put them in little bowls, small bowls, and throw it in the microwave for about 20 seconds and use it as a steak sauce. So it's really, really flavorful. Then I try to eat a little healthier. I wanted to divert from the mayo world, Miracle Whip, whatever. I still like it, but so we created JR's Main Event Mustard, and it is a high-level honey mustard with jalapeno mash. So it's a jalapeno honey mustard, and it's got 1 gram of sugar in it. It's really, really good. So that's our other thing. Then I had my buddy that makes our beef jerky has been making beef jerky for 40 years commercially. But back in the day, in the 60s and 70s, primarily in the 70s, he traveled the circuit and entered all kinds of barbecue cook-offs. And he won some national awards for his smoking because he had this wonderful seasoning. Like a rub, but it was like a seasoning. So we private label that, and it's an amazing seasoning for any meat and for vegetables and whole nine yards. So I'm a foodie at heart. I enjoy it. I enjoy cooking. I enjoy grilling. So all of those products are most all of them except the seasoning are made in Oklahoma. The seasoning is an Oklahoma recipe from my manufacturer, my turkey. It's mixed in Alabama, so it's very, all of it's very south of the Mason-Dixon line friendly in that respect. And we got in a few grocery stores in Oklahoma. We're working on some grocery store deals. It's hard to get on the shelves if you're the little guy. And it's just me and my wife that are doing it. We don't have a big team of corporate team of experts and workers. So, but we're working on some grocery store deals now, and but it's available, easily available in the United States on WWEshop.com. That's the online store of WWE, and it's also available in we have distributors in the UK, Ireland, and Europe that sell it. That we ship it over there by the pallet loads, always obviously by boat, and then they distribute it over there in that part of the world. So it's growing.
And that's through American Soda, right? UK?
Yeah, American Soda. American Soda and another little company over there called Beyond the Ropes. So americansoda.co.uk and beyondtheropes.co.uk. They're both on Twitter, at American Soda, at Beyond the Ropes as well. So between WWE Shop, American Soda, and Beyond the Ropes, we kind of got it out there primarily on the online business. And I'm finding, you know, that people are accepting and feel safer about online shopping than they previously have. And our business has been very, very good, thankfully, and it's still growing. We just got to find that lick to get in mass marketed in chain stores or multiple grocery store franchises or something. That's the key for us, and we'll find it. You know, if it's meant to happen, it will. And everybody that we sent samples to have loved the taste of the product. It's just now a matter of catching a break as to move forward and see what happens. I have about 1.2 million Twitter followers, and I get suggestions all the time about, you know, our questions about when I'm going to have my product in their stores and in their area, you know, and I try to remain as optimistic as I can, but HEB is one of the stores that we get a lot of suggestions that you ought to be in HEB, and I know enough about their stores in Texas to know that they are a quality operation. They have a lot of really beautiful stores and do a lot of business. I think we do very well there. The wrestling fans are much like NASCAR fans, and they're like college football fans. They're very loyal to what brought them to the dance. And because I have been lucky enough to be around so long, you know, I've kind of been the voice, and I would say that very respectfully, very humbly, of a lot of childhoods of people that are now adults. So I've had a long-standing relationship with, for example, the HEB consumers. It gives us the key opportunity, for people to recognize the label, the guy in the black hat on the label. That's kind of what we're counting on, and that they may give us a try a bottle of our ketchup, or try a bottle of our mustard, or barbecue sauce, whatever it may be. And I think that we've built a good enough relationship with the fan base to say that we could. We can get that group to try something. If it was a gimmicky sauce, if it was just a vanity thing, and there's a lot of, and I certainly don't consider myself even a celebrity, much less a celebrity chef, but I've had, my wife has bought home some products made by quote-unquote celebrity chefs that was absolutely embarrassing. And you got to wonder if they even know what this stuff tastes like, because it's not indicative of what their image is. And I'm not going to name any names, because that's not my thing, but the bottom line of it is I refuse to bottle a product that I had not tried on multiple occasions and that wasn't right. It wasn't a make-or-break deal for us. Man, we got to make this thing go, or we're in trouble. We got this big factory, got all this overhead, but we don't have a big factory. We don't have a lot of overhead. If it's not right, then we're not going to do it. And so we were lucky enough to come up with a taste profile that everybody really liked. And we've got a lot of very loyal customers, because they tried it once. out of curiosity, and then they liked it, and now it's their sauce, or it's their ketchup, or it's their mustard, whatever the case may be. So we've been very fortunate in that regard. So I'd be more interested in working on the HEB end of this proposition, and what I do is try to find leads. I take the leads to my manufacturer who does this for a living. They ship, they negotiate price, they do all the stuff, and put the grocery store with the manufacturer. Takes me out of an area that I'm not real versed in, to be honest with you. And I don't want to mess up the deal. I want it to be a good deal for everybody. So you put everybody in the role that they are best suited for, and they'll let the cars fall where they may. And I can certainly promote it, John. You know, I'm a promoter. I'm a marketer. But I'm not, I'm not a shipper. You know, when they start talking about shipping, you know, hundreds of, you know,
SKUs and all that stuff.
Oh, golly, all that stuff. And it's got to be in Manchester, England. That's way above my pay scale. So, but my company, my manufacturer, my partner in this deal, that's what they do. So I just came back from a meeting with a grocery store chain and throughout the Carolinas and Georgia and that area last week. And, you know, it was positive and everybody was interested. And so it may end up being a really good deal for us. We'll see. But the bottom line is that Mom knows that we're thinking about her. She knows that we are honoring her memory by these products. And I think when people taste them, they'll see that, hey, this is the real deal. This is good stuff. So that's www.shop.com, American Soda, and Beyond the Ropes. So wherever they are, you're listening, they got a shot at getting it. Easy, convenient, fast delivery, easy shopping, and off we go.
What I'd like to do, because a lot of folks that listen to our show will download the podcast on iTunes, and they'll listen to it on the way to on the way to the stadium. And so what I'd like to do is I'm going to give you a standard tailgate food, and I'd like for you to tell me what you would pair that with in the JR brand. So if you're up for that, we'll hit it off with something easy first. What would you do with sliders?
Oh, I would use Chipotle ketchup on the sliders, for sure.
Are sliders a big thing in Oklahoma? Because we don't really deal with them, but out in the Midwest and in the Northeast, sliders tend to be something that we see a lot of out in the parking lot.
They tend to be popular when you have a lot of female tailgaters who don't want to eat a whole burger or, a regular-sized burger. They're more petite and genteel. And for a guy, you're not trading in your man card for eating a slider because you just eat six or eight of them and call it a day. But I think that a combination of our ketchup, first of all, and if you're a mustard guy, adding our Main Event mustard with the ketchup is going to be a hit. You got to have some onion on it. I think that's important. But I would put if I could do one, I'd put the Chipotle ketchup on the sliders. I think you'd be very pleased with it.
All right. What about brisket?
You know, the first thing I would do with the brisket is I'd make sure that it was properly or amply seasoned with our all-purpose seasoning. That when a guy's winning a national contest using this as a rub, then you can imagine the quality that it is. I cannot take credit for creating it. I can take credit for eating a lot of rub and a lot of seasonings over my lifetime and all the travel that I've done for the last 40 years and the barbecue I've eaten in all parts of the world. But this is the best rub seasoning that I've ever tasted, and that's why I was able to private label it. It's just, I don't know I'll never know the exact formula for the product. I'll never know that because that's a secret that my friend is in his 70s is going to take to his grave with him, I suspect, unless he leaves it to his grandkids. But it's just an amazing product. So I'd make sure I season my brisket with that, and then if you, if you got a good brisket, you know, you may not need to put anything with it. You may just, that's it. If you want to use something, depending on your mood, if you want something that's kid-friendly, lady-friendly, grandma-friendly, that's thick and rich, then I would use JR's Original. But if I really, and that would be after the brisket's done, obviously, but while the brisket is smoking, I would have, it would be very adequately seasoned with that JR seasoning. It'll make a difference in night and day. I opened a can of green beans the other day, put them in a saucepan, and pulled out my JR seasoning and just seasoned my green beans with that, and it made them difference in night and day. They tasted like they were canned at grandma's house, and they were fresh, and they were good, and they had a vibrance and a good taste to them. So that seasoning is the real deal.
And the last one I'd like to mention before we transition and wrap up here with you is what would you do with pork tenderloin?
Well, I like mustard on pork. To be honest with you, I like mustard on the. I like to use. I'd season the pork tenderloin with the same that same seasoning. It's a one stop deal. It's idiot proof. I'd give it a good dousing of seasoning, and then I would use when it was done smoking. Either I would drizzle some of that ketchup, that mustard on it, or I would just take the pork tenderloin, and when I got my slice, I would use the ketchup with it, the mustard with it. The other thing that mustard is wonderful at is if you are a griller, and of course your audience is going to know the difference in saying, well, I want to barbecue today. Well, you mean you're going to smoke for 8 or 10, 12 hours?
Right.
Well, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to put it on my grill. So you're going to grill. If you're going to barbecue, then really it's smoking to me.
Yep.
Grilling is a different ballgame.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for part one of our two-part interview with WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross. Can't wait for you guys to hear part two of that interview next week right here on Tailgate Radio. And with that, we'll be back with more right after this. All right, Tailgate Nation, I hope you enjoyed part one of that great interview with WWE Hall of Fame announcer Jim Ross. We're going to have part two next week as a continuation of the best of Tailgate Radio throughout the rest of this month. So for everybody here at Tailgate Radio, even though we're not here right now, I am currently trekking around the country in a Honda Odyssey minivan. Yeah, that's not cool, but I'm doing it. You know why? Because it's family time. And so we're traveling the country. We are going to Orlando, Florida. We're going to New York City. We're going to be traveling all points in between. And if we see some tailgaters out there, we're going to stop and say howdy from everybody here at Tailgate Radio. So don't forget, we're going to be bringing you part two of Jim Ross's great interview next week right here on the best of Tailgate Radio. We'll be back with a brand new show on Thursday, July 23rd. So for everybody here at Tailgate Radio, as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch your asses on down the road.
Check 1, 2.
Game day.